In Haiti, armed insurgents have taken several towns in their quest to oust democratically elected President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Dozens of people have been killed in clashes during the last week. The government says this is a coup attempt orchestrated by Haiti's elite. Wealthy Haitians deny the charge, but do share the rebels' goal. However, they do not plan to share power, which could bring them into conflict with their unlikely allies. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Port-au-Prince.
This week, the coastal town of St. Mark was rocked by intense fighting as armed gangs took control, burning homes and exchanging gunfire with police. Four people were killed. Hours after the fighting, one man, a supporter of President Aristide and a member of his Lavalas party, stood in his yard gazing at his torched house and car. He says anti-Aristide rebels came here and wrecked the place. What this means is that any member of Lavalas is going to have to face the same thing, he said, because the opposition is going around burning the homes of Lavalas supporters. The marauding gang members say it was Aristide's government that began arming them 10 years ago to fend off a potential coup like the one that sent Aristide into exile from 1991 to 1994. Today, the gangs are made up of men disillusioned with the president for not lifting them out of poverty, former soldiers and paramilitary, and common criminals. They have little in common with Haiti's elite business class, leading almost daily anti-government marches in the capital. Haiti's most notorious gang leader, Butter Metayer, recently marched through the deserted streets of the northern city he now controls, Gonaïves, as he spoke to Haitian television. Lavalas used to give us guns, he said, as his lieutenants walked alongside, brandishing automatic weapons. We never thought that one day the president would have one of our people executed, he said. Metayer is referring to his late brother Amiot, a criminal Aristide supporter who turned opponent after being jailed. He escaped from prison, but in September was found murdered. Gang members believe Aristide had him killed for his betrayal. His death was the spark that brought these men into the streets in force. Three hours away in the capital, Port-au-Prince, crowds of students and wealthy Haitians continued their marches through the streets calling for Aristide's ouster, claiming he's trying to silence them with violence and has polarized the poor against them. Though clashes here have been frequent, this is hardly the guerrilla warfare of Gonaïves or St. Mark. Leader Andy Appade, a wealthy businessman, says his group is pacifist, but he must offer moral support to his discomfiting allies who are fighting for the same cause.
The big dilemma is, do you ask them to deposit their guns and suffer the wrath and aggression of Aristide not accepting that they turn against him?
The gangs say they'll lay down their weapons, but that promise has been made and broken many times in Haiti. This is a nation awash in arms, and the poor view the upper classes with mistrust. Should Aristide be forced again into exile, Haiti's elite and its masses of hardened, uneducated men will have to find a way to accommodate each other, lest the country sink into further political turmoil. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.